You're listening to The Paul Higgins Show, the place for ambitious tech consultants scaling to live better. After 18 years as a global leader and having a successful tech consulting exit, I'm sharing what's working now to transform emerging tech consultants worldwide into trusted consultants that attract the best clients and deliver measurable results. When you're ready to level up your clarity, results, and freedom, begin with the free strategic profits blueprint available at paulhigginsmentoring.com/blueprint. Imagine this. You had a call with a potential client and they tell you why they aren't going to move forward. What's next? Hello, this is Paul Higgins and welcome to episode 524 of The Paul Higgins Show, and this is a solo episode. So what is next? It all depends on how good you are at this one activity. Ironically, it is linked to what you do for a living, but it's a bit like a plumber who's got a leaky tap. You don't always do it. So let me explain. The success rate of selling to a customer you already have is 60 to 70%, while the success rate of selling to a new customer is 5, 20%. I'm sure you've heard that before. One customer experience agency found loyal customers are 5 times as likely to repurchase, 5 times as likely to forgive, 4 times as likely to refer, and 7 times as likely to try new offerings. This is according to Outbound Engine. And I know in our tech consulting world, that's not always the case, right? Sometimes we have project-based, sometimes we have retainer. It's a little different. But let's stick to the fact that typically, existing customers are more likely to buy from you than what new customers are. But what about the clients that you've sold to, but they never purchased, right? What about them? I don't know the stats and I couldn't find any, but from my 28 years of sales experience, it's higher than the new business ones, which is between 5 to 20%. Not all potential customers tell you the reason why they will not buy, but let's face it, many do. So what do you do with that information? For many of you, you sell and implement sales CRMs for a living. You know, not all of you, but most of you do. So you might be selling Salesforce, NetSuite, HubSpot, Monday, Zoho, you name it, right? You're selling either only sales CRMs or you're selling sales CRM as part of the overall package. And how do I know that you don't always keep the information? Well, I don't know for you specifically, but I talk and watch tech consultants each and every day, and I ask them to show me in the sales CRM, where are you capturing these conversations that people really like, know, and trust you, but the sale just didn't go through for whatever reason, right? And they normally say, well, I just don't capture it. What about you? Are you in that small percentage of people that do capture it? And if you do, fantastic. But where do you put it, right? And if you don't, now is a great time to start doing it, right? And you can start today. But you might be thinking, but so what? Why would I want to capture that information? This isn't just another piece of information in my sales CRM that I don't use already. And I'm sure you hear that from your customers all the time. Well, in fact, no, right? I want you to use the information to create a re-engagement campaign. And let me give you some examples to really make it land, right? So one was a NetSuite partner, and they were told by a client they didn't want to use NetSuite because they were waiting on a payroll project, and that was really the priority, right? So they had to get that done. They didn't have enough budget, etc. You've heard it all before. But what they did was, which was clever, is they found when the completion date of that project was, the payroll project, right? And then they contacted them then and won the deal. I know that sounds obvious, but you just think about how many times you've been told that sort of information in the past and you haven't gone back and followed up. Another was a Monday partner who was told by a client they wanted to use a free sales CRM. Someone had, you know, brought it into the business. They wanted to give that a try, and it was sort of, you know, once again, it was sort of bottom-up management where we'll let them decide and let them have a go. Well, they basically made a note in the client file, and 3 months later, they went back and asked them how it was going, right? Simple, open question, and sure enough, it was a disaster. It wasn't working, so they went back and won the deal. And finally, there was a smaller Salesforce partner who was pipped at the post by a larger partner. And when I say large, I mean really large. Like, you know, one of those really large companies that there's about 4 of them in our industry. Anyway, 2 months later, They went back to them, and sure enough, they were unhappy with getting all the junior staff. And I'm sure you've heard that before. And they went back and won the deal, right? I could go on. There's many examples that I've got of this, and I see it all the time. But unfortunately, I don't see as many people doing this tactic, and that's why I'm here talking to you about it today. So the great thing is that these potential clients already like, know, and trust you. They've done their research, etc. But the timing, the fit, there's some reason why it's not going ahead right now, right? Or the time that you want it. I know you're disappointed. You want to fill that pipeline as much as you can and convert it, but it just doesn't always work that way. There's things that fall out of our control. But what is in our control is getting back to them. So take the specific reason, right, that they said no. So make sure that you do that. You can use, we use Fathom.video as our call recorder. I'm sure you're using something, Fireflies. There's a whole host of them out there. And you can even, you know, take that specific, exactly what they said, copy that into your sales CRM or get your team to do that, right? And then task yourself or whoever's responsible for sales and go back to them, right? And, you know, we've tested several emails to do this, but the subject line that works best is thinking of you, right? And you normally put their name and then go into the specific reason, and you can even quote them, right? Like you can quote them, and in some cases, we've even taken the video, where we've got the video out of Fathom.video and we put it in there and they can see it, right? And if you'd like some examples, just email me at paul@paulhigginsmentoring.com. It would be great to hear from you. Anyway, if you're a listener of the show, a regular, please reach out to me. So what are we going to do? Ready, set, go. First, you're going to record your reasons why someone says no. And even if they don't say it in the call, you can actually go back and ask them. And most people in our industry will tell you. And then you can use tools like Fathom.video, etc., like I said before, to get really granular on the reason. Create tasks in to follow up, right, in your sales CRM, and, you know, allocate it to you or whoever's doing sales. And then ask the question, right? Send the email. Ask the question. You'd be amazed at what you can get. So start mining the sales goal today. See you next time on the Paul Higgins Show for more quick and simple ways to grow your tech consulting business and live more of the life you want now. Time for action. Subscribe, comment, and let me know what you like best about this episode. Plus, get the Strategic Profits Blueprint at paulhigginsmentoring.com/blueprint.